From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. In a landmark decision, the U.S. Supreme Court says human genes, as they are found in nature, cannot be patented. But today, the justices also rule that a version of the gene that's produced or manipulated in a laboratory can be. The case involves Myriad Genetics, which held patents on two genes linked to an increased risk of breast and ovarian cancers. NPR's Nina Totenberg sheds light on the broader impact on the biomedical industry.
This is huge. It's worth billions of dollars. It will reshape how the industry conducts itself. At least that's what most people think. Myriad today is saying that it's just fine. This is not a significant loss for it. But other people say something very different.
NPR's Nina Totenberg. Advocates for breast cancer patients and breast cancer research are hailing the decision. NPR's Rob Stein has more on that.
They say that this ruling will essentially allow more companies to start offering the testing, which could result in less expensive testing. And it could also result in better testing because they could develop tests that are more accurate and don't miss as many mutations in these genes as the testing that was currently available.
NPR's Rob Stein on the impact of the court's DNA ruling. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says she will try again to pass her legislation dealing with sexual assault in the military. The Military Justice Improvement Act has been dropped from a defense bill. NPR's Larry Abramson reports the military's concern the legislation would undermine the authority of commanders in the field.
Gillibrand's legislation would require prosecutors, not military commanders, to decide whether to prosecute alleged cases of sexual assault. Many advocates for victims insist that step is essential, but Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levin dropped that language from a major defense spending bill. In his approach, decisions not to prosecute sexual assault would face a review by a higher-ranking officer. That's a response to the Pentagon, which says commanders must remain part of the solution. Gillibrand says she will reintroduce her language when the defense spending bill comes up before the full Senate later this year. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Today, Congress heard from the head of the FBI about the government's controversial surveillance programs. Director Robert Mueller told the House Judiciary Committee that phone and internet tracking that were cleared through the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court were conducted in full compliance of U.S. law. A former intelligence analyst revealed last week he was the source of that leak about the program's existence, revelations which sparked public outcry over government intrusion. Before the closing bell, Dow was up 181 points, more than 1% at 15,176, NASDAQ up 45 at 3445, and the S&P 500 gaining 23, it's at 1636. This is NPR. Wildfires are threatening residents in four western states, New Mexico, Oregon, California, and Colorado. Record high temperatures, changing wind gusts, and bone dry conditions were making matters especially difficult for crews battling the Black Forest fire northeast of Colorado Springs. The number of homes destroyed has topped 360, making it the most destructive fire in Colorado history. Louisiana authorities are reporting one death from this morning's explosion at a chemical plant outside Baton Rouge. Dozens more have been injured. The incident occurred in a sparsely populated area in Geismar. They say there were no early indications of dangerous levels of chemicals around the plant. The man who wrote the surf guitar anthem, Walk, Don't Run, has died. Guitarist Johnny Smith died Tuesday night at his Colorado home of natural causes. He was 90 years old. NPR's Tom Cole has this appreciation.
You might recognize the tune. The Ventures reached the top 10 twice in 1960 and again in 1964 with their version of Walk, Don't Run. Johnny Smith never had his own hit with it, but he did score a hit in 1952 with Moonlight in Vermont. Smith was first and foremost a jazz musician. He blended flawless technique with complex harmonies that effortlessly mimicked a piano. And for that, he was revered by guitarists of all stripes. Tom Cole, NPR News.
This is NPR.